great moments in bad judgment.
Christmas theme this Thursday.
Yeah. Ooh, little boy went to go visit Santa over the weekend, and Santa had some not nice things to say to him right before the little boy got off of his lap.
He said, just lay off the hamburgers and french fries, and that really just disrespected me, and I felt awful.
Is this a portly gentleman, Lindsay?
What's
portly,
that?
Is this a portly 9-year-old?
Yeah, I guess so.
Where did this happen? He sounds like he has a southern affectation.
Yeah, that's in Alabama. This one's in Alabama, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It affected me so bad that I was crying until I went to bed that night. And I would have said to him, like my mama said, like, you don't want to disrespect a 9-year-old, even though what shape besides you are, it doesn't matter.
Well, it matters if you're sitting on someone.
I mean, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Like, that, you know, if I'm sure if this kid was just walking through the Ford food court, just, you know, shoveling fries in his mouth, Santa wouldn't have gone out of his way to be like, hey, man, let's lay off the burgers and the taters here.
Sitting there with another kid.
But, I mean, once you plop on someone, maybe you feel the need to say, hey, before you sit on somebody else, kid, you might want to lay off the burgers and fries. Hey, mama had a baby and its head popped off. Let's keep quiet, all right?
I'm sorry, right?
It's not okay.
It's not okay. You can't tell a little kid that, especially, I mean, they look up to Santa. That's a big deal. It's like one of the biggest celebrities they'll ever see, you know, and then for them to tell it.
But, you know, I mean, this is that. You can really tell what day and age we're in, where instead of this child just kind of bawling and going, mama says, even though I got a little bit more chub on my body, I'm still lovable. He's saying this.
He said, just lay off the hamburgers and french fries, and that really just disrespected me.
Disrespected
me. Sweet little boy.
He's eloquent.
I'm sorry. He's from South Carolina. This next great moment is from Alabama.
Oh, yes. And this is a so Alabama great moment in bad judgment. It's an animal shelter in Huntsville. Spent months working on their float for the city's Christmas parade. But on their way there, somebody drove by, tossed a cigarette out the window, and most of the float burned up in a fire. There's this southern woman who filmed it. And this is all so Alabama to me.
It was probably for like a parade. Oh no, poor thing.
Just bless their heart.
It's clearly for a parade. It's a float, and you can tell that when you're driving by it and you see that it's a float.
Now, you have to admit that a parade where all the floats are on fire would be pretty awesome.
That'd be pretty awesome. Badass. But I think that there's some kind of safety issue in that. I don't know if we'll ever see one.
That seems like the way that New Orleans should go out. Like, if they ever, you know, because it's under sea level, if they ever, like, all right, we're abandoning New Orleans, they should do a Mardi Gras parade where it's flaming.
Everything's on fire.
Wait, hold on.
Just see if sea level catches up to it and puts it out.
Yeah. What do you mean if they abandon? All right, yeah, why would they abandon the city if it wasn't already underwater? And then you want to set that on fire? That seems like a real pylon, Dusty.
Well, that way it's safe. I mean, how else are you going to do this parade safely? And then you could have floats on boats.
Dude, they've already been through Katrina, man. Come on, let's have a little bit of sympathy here, man.
Floats.
New Orleans is so resilient. And that would be a great way to go out.
Yeah, really disrespecting New Orleans. I mean, even though they have a little bit more, you know, they're chunky but funky. I mean, come on, Dustin.
Lay off the fire.
Alt 101.9.